these bards' tales began back in the swirling mists of 2016. They may contain adult themes and cursing, but this, dear listeners, are the tales that started our legacy. This was Penance the RPG Remastered!
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the remastering of the original Penance RPG series. I am, as always, the ever-lovable Bowery, and will be your host tonight, for dearest friends. I must inform you that when this series was originally recorded, back in the swirling mists of 2016, or year 1 PB, that's the pre-Bell era, technical issues got in the way, and not even part of episode 1's recording survived. And so, in lieu of that original recording, we instead will bring you a short of who we are and what you can expect from our future content. Penance RPG began as a group of friends from a World of Warcraft guild who decided that they needed to relieve their boredom whilst awaiting the next raid, and apparently that the best way to do that was to play a short homebrew RPG over their TeamSpeak server. Why homebrew, I hear you ask metaphorically as I talk into my microphone? Because those were poor times, and many of the cast could not afford any proper D&D books and were scattered across Europe, rather than being in a local group. And so, with the passage of time, they eventually amassed 14 properly recorded episodes, allowing friends and other guildies to hear their adventures. It was at this point they decided they needed to add another to their numbers, finding a lonely student who would grow to become their finest asset. That, as you all know, was me.
What do you mean? Right here on the page. No, not there. On the poster's note, right there. Finest asset, Bellary, right there.
Sorry there, dear listeners. Where were we? So once they had found their Bellary, 5 more episodes were recorded before destiny would shine from the sky, and several friends who had heard the adventures remarked, "Hey, maybe they could be more than just being passed around friends. Maybe they should be released as a podcast or something." And thus, Penance RPG was born in February of 2017. The rest, as they say, is history. And now, with the imminent turn of the decade and the reminder that we are all just getting older and older, several lineup changes, and over 3 years of editing experience under our belt, we look back on our first offerings, and we cringed. And we admit, back then, we were just starting out. We had god-awful headset microphones, and no one knew they were actually being recorded for release. It was only so long before a full and detailed remastering was needed. And that's just what we're doing. Right now, we're going back through every single episode of the original series and taking the time to bring them up to a standard that you would expect from our current offerings. And while this is no small feat, we are hoping to get at least a couple of episodes fully remastered each month, and are thankful for your patience while we work on these old tapes. But Bellary, I pretend to hear some of you cry, you actually are Penance RPG. Well, at its core, Penance RPG is a group of 2 people, one of whom is genuinely crazy. He writes, creates, and now edits the majority of the episodes that we bring you here, and the other maintains our social media presence and is all the background admin. You may even have seen her about on your travels. Outside the main core, there are others involved, like myself, your ever-lovable Bellary, Daniel, who has written all of our music since the Curse of Penance series, John and Shiraz, who do everything artistic we have ever used, and several regular cast members and guests. And finally, dear friends, this brings us to the ultimate question. What can I expect when I listen to Penance RPG? Well, Penance RPG is a collection of narrative tales that have been written to allow the players the most freedom possible to explore the world they want to see. We try to run as many rules-light homebrew systems as possible to allow for maximum range of improvisation. At times we may come across as completely chaotic, if not idiotic, but we pride ourselves on creating fantastic, memorable characters and telling the tales of it interacting with their world. Since the beginning, we've embraced several different methods of storytelling across our different series. From our roots as a chaotic, fully homebrew tale of rich adventure across land and sea, to our darker, more character-focused retellings of pre-written D&D adventures, such as Curse of Strahd and Out of the Abyss, titled The Curse of Penance RPG, and simply Abyss respectively. To our short Call of Cthulhu series, The Call of Penance RPG, that quite frankly I have to say is a fantastic magnum opus, even I would go so far as, and if we were getting paid, quite frankly the guy who wrote it deserves a raise. Anyway, yes. To our more recent re-embrace of Combat and Carnage, that is Plummet, a loose adaptation of the Tales from the Descent board game. And finally to all the one-shot ideas we've run, be it our Open the Dungeon Halloween extravaganza, where we brought in guests to experience our tales, or our continuous arguments playing Champion of the Wild, a game about animals competing in Olympic sports, which I am often robbed in despite having studied biology for 4 years, or even just some of the weird and wonderful ideas we've had along the way that we decided to turn into an adventure. Penance RPG has it all. From everyone at Penance RPG, we thank you for giving our work your time, and hope that you enjoy our tales along the way.